What is going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, you're listening to The Misfit Effect. And always, I'm joined with my wonderful, brilliant, excellent co-host, CW.
Hey, all right.
You're going to stop downplaying yourself or we're going to have an issue. But today's actually a special of two things. Three things, actually. One, this is the last episode of season three. And without being so excited, we have a very wonderful special guest to come on today. Her birthday is actually in 2 days from when we record this. So if you are hearing this right now, I want you to run to her Instagram and her contacts. It's 2 days late by now and say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday. But give her birthday love because, she's well deserving of it.
Oh, thanks.
She's an awesome human being. And the third part is we're lucky to have this wonderful, brilliant newcomer to have as our season three closing episode before me and CW go on a 2 week hiatus. But without any further ado, we have this very special Nicole Aria. She is with Next Level Models, whatever. She started, if I'm correct, she started performing this year. How you doing, Nicole?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
So please, for the people out there who don't know who you are, tell them who's Nicole?
I am Nicole Aria. I have been in the industry for 5 or 6 months and I am loving it.
So what has been your favorite thing about the industry so far?
I'm having more anal than I've had in my entire life. So that's pretty sweet. I'm pretty happy about that.
So what has been your favorite shoot so far?
I don't know. I literally love them all. My favorite.
If you could relive one every day.
Well, maybe when I shot for Kink a couple months ago, but I'm shooting for Kink for two of their other sites in 2 days. So maybe those will be my new favorites. I don't know.
Oh, wait, you're shooting on your birthday?
No, so not in 3 days. I'm in Vegas on Sunday, Tuesday, so whenever that is. And if you
okay, the day after your birthday.
So yeah, I fly out the morning.
You're gonna have after. A very special birthday present as soon as you get to Vegas. That's what you're telling us.
Yes.
So what does Nicole do for fun out here?
I feel like a lot of stuff still kind of shut down, so I haven't explored too much. I've been hiking a little bit. I'm trying to find more cool hiking spots. I take my cats to the beach sometimes.
I do know of a place that I know is really untraveled as far as hiking goes, because no one really goes up there, and it's really just a long walk into hunger. It's just a long walk of nothingness. And it's a good little trail that I rarely, so I used to live over there. I used to see people walk it, but it was just one or two people. And it was just very in the back because no one wants to drive to hunger.
I don't know where that is.
Would this come back now?
What's up?
You see people walk up. They
came back down.
No, oh, everyone's come back down or just one?
No, I mean because where I used to live at, you could see the back of the trail, and you could see people who would walk it off and on. So I would see them walk left, whatever. And I've seen the people who did it frequently walking in the foreground. It's in the mountains, so it's in the hills, whatever. And you could see people up there. Yeah, I used to live out of the way, out of everybody's way. You would have to have a journey to come to my house.
That sounds fantastic.
I loved it because, well, like, would you say, see that?
Not that bad. It's pretty easy.
I mean, you know where I used to live at CW. It's like out of the way. Like, if you come to my house,
you're not... I mean, it's like not where you're not like, man, I'm about to go up to go hang out with Tonga. Yeah. And we're going to go get some food because there's a hot restaurant in Tonga. I mean, there's a couple good restaurants, but no.
Good food. Where?
What type of food do you like, though?
All of it.
Because like there's a really good Ethiopian restaurant that I don't know if you like vegan food or you like it doesn't matter. Yeah, I eat
mostly vegan at home, so.
So yeah, they have a good vegan stuff up there.
Ooh.
Or vegan so vegetarian. This is Sana Tahanga.
Where is that? I don't know.
It's in the valley. If you look and you see the mountains, that's where it's at. If you look outside and you see the mountains in the valley,
above North Hollywood.
Oh, sweet.
She's like, I have no idea where that is.
No, I'm around there. That's sweet. Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's just way up there. It's like literally, it's in the mountains.
Oh, I didn't even know that place existed. I don't have to go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's where my former roommate used to make me eat because they were vegan. No, sorry, they're vegetarian. But still, anyway, but like I recommend it because like it's really good foods, and I do like to try new stuff, even though I'm very picky on certain things.
Like the least picky eater ever. I mean, yeah.
What's your favorite foods to eat? Like what?
Probably like cheesy carbs, like Italian food, or like some sushi, or like I don't know, everything.
See, the thing is, it's like I like one of the stuff that you just named, but one of the things that you named is the thing that I hate the most. So,
is it sushi?
I love sushi, but I do not like Italian food.
What?
He doesn't do.
It's like comfort food. It's just like fattening, delicious.
I can't
do noodles.
I can't do anything with a noodle.
What? What about pizza? That's Italian. There's no.
I say anything with a noodle.
Yeah.
So like no like ramen or anything either.
No ramen. No spaghetti. No ravioli.
Ravioli is barely a noodle. It's a square pasta.
Same thing.
So why don't you just look at them like little sandwiches? Like that's what ravioli.
Oh, a ravioli sandwich sounds amazing. Oh, I'm gonna make that.
See, the thing is, like the only thing that I've seen pasta is good for is if like you have a bowl of spaghetti with the meat and sauce on it. Is to like, you know, just use it as a dipping. Like you touch it, then you pull the string, the noodle off of the garlic bread, then you eat the garlic bread. That's all I see.
So why not just have a bowl of sauce? What's the point of having the spaghetti in there if you're just gonna poke it?
And that's what I do. That's why when I stayed with my auntie when I was younger, she just did not like cooking for me because all I would eat was the sauce and the garlic bread. I'm like, that's all I need. I've never enjoyed anything with a noodle.
You're entitled to like and dislike whatever you do, but I just cannot wrap my brain around that.
That's what everybody asked me.
I don't understand it either.
That's what everybody asked me, but like
not on you. You don't have to like it. No one's forcing you to eat pasta.
Yes, they are.
Plus more pasta for me. I'll take it.
Yeah. Like, oh, you must not be really hungry then. That's what my parents tell me. Oh, you don't want this? Oh, you're not hungry yet, huh? Better get some of this liver and onions. Whoa.
Yum.
I've had liver a couple times as an adult, and I'd be like, still not my favorite, but I can appreciate it. And I guess if I was a kid growing up eating it, I might like it. So.
Yeah, like I won't like actively like go out and like look for it to eat, but like if it's there, I'll be like, okay.
I don't know. I'm quite probably the pickiest eater that CW knows. So, because yeah, but that's just me. So, the question. So, who are five? We always ask this. If you could have five performers you have not worked with yet, who would you want to work with? Retired or active?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know. I'm really bad at names, first off.
Okay.
Let me think. I feel like this is something I should have already thought of, because that's a commonly asked thing and I just always forget to think of it. Let me see, who's been popping up on my Twitter feed?
Who's been sliding to your DMs?
No, I don't look at my DMs. Bunny Colby seems like a sweet person and a good performer. So, her. Who else? I feel like there's so many that I want to work with, and I'm just drawing a total blank.
Because especially because you're new, you have so much of a vast horizon of people who you have the opportunity to work with. Because you say you're four or five months in right now.
Yeah, 5 or 6 months. I started mid-March.
Okay.
21. So
yeah, you're still what we call a porn baby.
Yeah.
Got that, and we're still in a pandemic, so
yeah,
it's like you're still limited on who you can work with. So your options are a quarter of what they would have been before, when we get out of the pandemic. So
whenever that is,
you're just gonna have organs thrown at you at that time.
Organs?
I mean, penis, vagina, titties.
I mean, hopefully attach the people, not just a kid checked at me.
They hopefully they're at, well.
And this is dildos.
Organs. So you want what one with kink? They got a lot of the freaking machine ones. So you have those getting thrown at you.
Whole machine.
Hopefully not the machine. Well, I don't know. They might put you in something where you're getting tripled. Tripled.
Oh.
Triple pin it, booty.
I want to try that so bad. Yeah, I just found out what that is.
Airtight. Yeah, it's a pretty new thing. I didn't know. I was like, yeah, airtight. And I was like, huh? And you're like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I can see. That's a little easier to just say airtight instead of being like.
All the holes.
All the holes, yeah.
I don't know. I never heard of it. Then one day on Twitter, a couple weeks ago, I saw four different performers post about airtight. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I found out and I was like, oh, that's what I've always wanted to do that I didn't know the name of.
Oh,
yeah, I want to do that, but
I
want to do the airtight thing, but then I also want a dick in each hand, and then maybe attempt to do a foot job at the same time. I just want to as many people as possible.
where are you getting into the balance from? Is somebody just?
I feel like if I'm
held up.
I'm doing a lot of work at that point. They can hold me up.
I'm trying to picture this because I can see someone behind. I can see someone going from the front. And just because of that angle, they gotta be at a certain circumference, math. So so think of geometry right now.
Angles and trapezoid, and you
thought you would never use geometry in life. Here's geometry. Okay. Okay, because someone has to come up this way and go in this way.
Theorem and...
So, and unless they're upside down, and then so because someone's in the mouth, then they, you got to be turned a 90-degree angle to get the foot job. All
right, why don't we do it?
I'm trying to picture this. I'm trying to picture this.
How does it work? Because I'm trying to think
about the foot part. The foot
part. It's possible if I'm in the air.
It's the foot part that's throwing me off right now.
I don't, I've never done like a foot job before. Like, I don't get how they work. I feel like my hips would cramp up, but I want to try it. I just want
to
try
I'm just trying to picture you doing this. Like, this is
okay. It could work out because, like, I'll never forget this one video I saw like years and years ago that I was like enamored with. It was Lee Raven when she had like the hooks in her knees and like got face fucked or whatever. Great. Like, I was like in love with that video. I was like, that looks incredible. I want to try something. So like, maybe if I'm like hanging by my skin, then like,
oh shit,
I'd be like swinging around the air and like move around, like there's more,
you know,
room.
What, that could work. Okay,
yeah. Okay. Like aerodynamic.
But then, like, how, like, you're 5'3", right?
Just under, yeah.
So, I'm just making, like, because someone has to be, like, because if you want to do the, have something in your mouth, too, you need someone really tall for that.
Well, no, I mean, it, and then, like, they're on something
that's sorry, like, I'm just trying to picture, like, because I mean, like, I believe that would be a bad, like, a really bad A scene, like, a really, really good scene, but, yeah, like, I want that for you. I want that for you, Nicole. I want you to have, to be airtight, something in both hands, something on your foot, and then somebody standing there just watching you, waiting to go in.
Yeah, like everyone could take turns like musical chairs, but like my holes. Oh my god, I want to do musical chairs with my holes. Oh, that sounds so fun.
Boom.
Oh shit, yes. That needs to happen. Like the music stops and everyone just like pulls out and like goes to a new hole and the music, yeah. Yeah. But instead of like, oh wait, because musical chairs, they take the holes or chairs away. So,
well, no, you get,
maybe instead of like taking a hole away, they would just come in it. I don't know.
No. You can do it like this.
Well,
okay. If you're only using three main holes, you can have like a fourth person there, and the fourth person just misses out. They have to sit there and watch.
Oh.
No, what? No, you know what I mean?
I'm sure there's people out there that like dub, but like, I want everyone to participate.
No, I mean, like, I mean, no. What I mean is like, it's like, let's say, for example, it's 30 seconds long or 40, a minute long, whatever. So that for that 1 minute while they're penetrating you, they have to sit there and wait to go in.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So yeah, so then the music starts, everybody gotta pop out, and then, you know, everybody gotta, you know, try to rush in to find a hole.
That sounds fun. I need to make this happen.
That sounds like a really, really fun scene.
Right.
And yeah,
It's like
you can make it a trend.
Gangbang.
make it a trend. The
Aria series. Gangbang, but make it whimsy.
Yeah, you know what, you might have just come on to something for your entire brand. That sounds phenomenal.
That's one thing. I have no idea what my brand is. Everyone's like, yeah, you have to like find your brand. I'm like, I feel like I should know like 6 months in, but like I still don't know. I'm just doing the thing.
I will say this, you can, wow. Like, when I say brand, it's just something that people know you for. But the thing is, it's like, if you always keep yourself up for a variety of things, you know, it always expands on what people will hire you for. So
I just want to do it all.
You don't want to be typecast. You don't want to be typecast. Oh, she just does this.
Yeah. Although right now, like, one of my friends was like talking about how I do a bunch of anal, and I was like, I don't think I do that much. And she was like,
yeah, you do.
For a girl that's only been in the industry for a few months, like, yeah. I was like, oh, I guess I do.
I haven't made it yet because I was waiting until after we recorded, but I was making the promo picture for this episode, and literally every place I went for a picture of you was anal. I was like, dang, she does a lot in the butt.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, my second scene
ever. There's nothing wrong with it, but.
Yeah, second scene ever was anal. Then I think within my first month or two, I shot anal scene for Evil Angel. And then I shot like anal only, true anal, all anal. I did anal for Kink. I did.
So you shot for every anal website so far?
I mean, not all of them, but.
So.
I just like it. What?
You're like, what's your brand?
But it's not like only anal. Like, I love all the things.
Yeah. I guess maybe anal's your calling card.
I guess. I don't know. I just really enjoy it.
Emerging so far, but it may change.
Yeah, it just yeah, but seriously, like right now, the most I've seen you do is anal.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. So you're the and then I found it so funny when I was researching everything about you that they call you the wholesome whore. And I'm like, via the conversations that we've had, the brief conversations, and I'm like, you know, she does sound very, very extremely wholesome.
That's what my friends used to call me in like college. She looks
like the girl next door. Like the girl you just meet on the street, like, hey, how you doing, Nicole? Hey, you know? And it's just like, I can see that. Like, she's very, like, and then she said, like, she just said, when we started, she said, yeah, I sit around with my kitty cats and I knit. And it's like,
it's like, I'm like Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls. Like, I'm Bubbles. Like, but also at the same time, I'm like someone violently face fucked me and like punched me in the face. Like,
so you have a, oh my God. So, so your Bubbles that died in a sadistic, oh my God, her name is in my mind. Buttercup. What was
not the
Buttercup.
Character?
It's not hold up. Buttercup. Bubbles.
Buttercup's the green one.
And
Blossom's the pink.
Thank you.
One.
The Blossom. Yeah. So you're you're the mean one at night, an aggressive mean one at night.
I'm not though. Like, I have 0% sadist in me, just 100% masochist. Like, I could. Oh. I'm the most submissive human on the planet. I could not.
let's hear it for the subs.
It's like I can top like maybe like 2% of the time, like maybe, but I like
that can be dominated.
Yeah, I'm not good at initiating stuff and like. I'm just very like, do whatever you want with me. Yeah. Well,
that can, you know, put you into many, many, many different things.
And have many things put in me, but yes.
Yep. So okay, I'm gonna jump on this wholesome. How long have you been knitting? Knitting.
Well, I used to crochet in high school. Then I decided I want to learn how to knit. So I took knitting classes and I picked up on it like right away. But then I was knitting like a champ. And then I got home and I forgot how to knit. Cause like, unless I'm doing something like repetitive, I forget. So it's not that I've been knitting. I've been trying to teach myself how to knit again. Like, I have the yarn and the needles and I forgot. So I keep like YouTubing and like I keep attempting, but I think I just need someone that like knows how to knit to like sit down with me and like, cause it's like, the starting part that confuses me. Like, yeah, I need to find like a nice old woman to teach me how to knit.
This is how you do it, honey, and this is how you start it. Yeah. You're like, oh, welcome back to me.
Like, I just want to knit stuff for my cats.
You want to knit them clothes or just...
Oh, no, they hate clothes. I tried that. I'd probably knit them, like, a bed or, like... I mean, they already have, like, multiple beds and, like, multiple cat towers. And my apartment is, like, 80% of my furniture is theirs. They're spoiled.
Yeah, I don't have any pets here yet, but I've been contemplating on getting one, and people keep telling me to get a cat because they're less maintenance than dog.
But if you get a cat, you have to get two. That way they can entertain each other, because just one cat, they'll like rip up your shit.
Yeah, it can be kind of,
But like my cat, I've always been a dog person. Like I like 180 pound like mastiffs and pitties and rotties and like just the cute little blockhead dogs, my favorite. But I always had big dogs growing up, never really met a cat. But someone was like, hey, there's these kittens that were left for dead and they're like 2 days old, like someone needs to take care of them. I was like, all right, I don't trust anyone else to take care of them, I'm gonna become a cat person now. And I like did my research and I bottle fed them, and they're my babies. Now I'm a crazy cat mom.
See, like the only animal that I personally ever owned was a red-tailed boa.
Snake?
Yeah, snake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like snakes.
I mean, it was fun until like I went out the country, and when I came back, the snake was gone. But that's a different story. Don't trust your... Don't trust your family, folks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, it's okay. Oh my God, I am old. That was 15 years ago. Anywho.
I was a cat stepdad.
No.
Are you missing the cat right now?
I miss him.
No. What's his name?
Friday.
No.
I guess they found him on a Friday or some shit. I don't know. He was born on a Friday or something.
Oh,
but together.
So what are your kitties' names?
One of them is Bunny and one of them is Moxie.
She looked over at them because they must be standing right there.
They're I'm gonna flip the camera for a second. Hang on, it's really cute. How do I put it? Oh, hi, babies. Oh. They're napping.
I didn't want to wake them up. Oh, they're adorable.
Thank you. They're my everything. Like, look at that little face.
Are they boy and girl or girl or?
They're sisters. Oh, big stretch.
She just looks so like relaxed.
Hi, princess.
She's like, I am trying to sleep.
And she's just knocked
out. And she's not even going to look at you. She's like, leave me alone before I go cat mode.
Wake up. Wake up. Boop. Okay, I'll turn the camera around because, like, this, anyone listening can't see my cats, but they're really cute, I promise.
Yeah, just imagine two adorable cats, everybody. And they are looking, just look so peaceful. When she just did her little thing, her camera flip. So let's jump back to the answer. So what are some things that you look forward to doing within this industry?
I don't even, literally everything. It's been my dream career my entire life. I could not be happier like that I'm finally doing it. I want to do everything. I want to travel and like work with like other companies and like, like over there and like see how that is. And I want to.
Overseas.
Yeah. And like, I want to do as much as I can all over the country here. I just want to do all the porn.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's so much that people do out here in the porn. You know, that is such a wide variety of positions that people can put you in as far as category wise, you know.
Yeah, like I don't want to do anything like too crazy.
Within reason. Anything that's legal and should be done on camera.
Exactly. You know,
I'm not talking about, you know, the other extremes. Yeah. We don't talk about that. So that's just
We're just gonna skip over that. Yeah.
Okay. I do want to see you expand, because I know like me and you met in person 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And so you were still like newer to the scene. That was like you were 3 months in at that time.
Yeah. I think just under.
And you seemed very shy then too when I met you when you were taking pictures.
Do you know? What do you mean?
Yeah, she seemed pretty chill. I didn't say she wasn't chill.
Like, because they were directing, like the people who were taking pictures were like directing. You're like, okay.
Yeah, everyone that meets me says I seem shy, and it's like I am kind of shy, but also like I'll openly show you my butthole. It's like I don't know. I'm like
I don't think I took a picture of your butthole that day.
I don't think so, but like nobody asked to see your butthole. Like, yeah.
I said maybe nobody asked to see your butthole.
Yeah, if someone did, I would have been like, here you go. But like, if someone wants to see my butthole, okay. But also, like, I'm like very shy. Like, I get like I'm just a submissive human all around. Not even I'm just like, tell me what to do.
You don't even know you show me your butthole, but if you ask me.
See, the thing is, like, when I know they were more aggressive with what they were wanting to take pictures of, I just like taking snapshots and keeping it moving. Because, yeah, but it was just my first impression at that moment, you know?
Yeah, I've been told a couple of times, like even recently, that I'm shy. And I'm like, I guess you could call me shy. I don't know.
So what do you have coming out soon? What should we look out, like, what have you shot recently that we should look out for from you?
Oh my goodness. I shot 3 scenes for Girlfriend Films. It was my first time working with them in the past, like, 2 weeks. Lots of fun there. Amazing. Like, I'm so excited to see those because my acting has always been like, you know, shit, but I think I'm getting better. Every scene I watch, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like getting better at acting and learning my lines. So like, and like the storylines for these were just like super sweet. So I'm excited.
Okay.
And then I shot for Naughty America for the first time. It was an anal scene for them. I shot for Lethal Hardcore couple days ago. My true anal scene came out already, but I just shot that, and then like I guess it was released like 2 days later. I was like, oh, okay.
They had to rush it out. Okay.
Yeah, I literally shot it that Sunday. Then on Tuesday I got the notification. I was like, oh wow.
That's a turnaround you want, because I know there are some scenes that I know my friends have shot, people I know have shot, and like it get released 2 years later. They were like, oh yeah, I did shoot that scene.
Yeah, like my first girl scene that just came out recently, I shot it, I think, back in like April. And it just came out like a week or two ago, I think.
And they wanted to hold on to that. They wanted to make it special.
Yeah, I was like, it's so weird how like some of them like just come out right away and some are like months later. And I'm like, is there any reason? Like, why?
See, the funny thing that I do know is that like for certain people, especially with their hair and with their new looks and stuff like that, it's like one day you'll have someone have their hair like this, shaved a certain way, like that's all they're posting. And then randomly, brand new scene, they got a full head of hair. It goes down to their butt. And it's like,
that's me in reverse. All these scenes coming out are like when my hair were like super short when I first got in, and like I'm growing my hair back out. So I'm like, oh my God, my hair was so short. Please stop posting. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, like, oh, I like your short hair.
Thanks.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, like I like it this length, but like when it was like super short when I first started, and because I shaved it last November because I didn't know I was getting into porn, and I was like, fuck it, I've always wanted to try this. And then I was like, oh, I guess I am getting into porn. Yeah.
So tell us, like, since we're there now, tell us the origin. What is the Nicole Araya origin story? How did she become a superhero?
I wouldn't say superhero.
How did the gamma rays
start? I'm saving all those trap loads of cum, and I'm helping them come out. I'm super. They're trapped and I set them free. Is that, that's my superpower? Okay. So, origin, yes. I've always wanted to do porn. Like, always. Then I've been in school the past few years, like in college. I wanted to get my degree as a backup, like just in case porn didn't work out or I didn't get the balls to pursue it. And then, so I graduated last December, and then yes. I made the move to start in February, like a month or less later, like a month and a half later.
Okay. Oh, so you got my degree.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I got my backup. Now let's go.
Go. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. Okay.
What'd you get your degree in?
I got my bachelor's in biology with an environmental science certificate.
Oh. Hey, that's
because my backup plan was to go to vet school and be a veterinarian, but it's $200,000 of extra debt.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to go into. So we'll see.
You see. See, the thing is, I was able to get rid of my student debt, and then I went back to school.
Oof. Yeah, I think I still have like 50, I already paid off like 15 or 20 grand. I think I have like 15 left.
That's how much more I have to pay to finish my degree. It's Oof. 15K more.
Oof. School sucks. It's a scam.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It should not cost that much at all.
I'm just collecting degrees. Especially if
they're paying everyone so little.
I'm just collecting degrees because I was bored for a while. I got bored during the pandemic. Sure.
Makes sense.
I'm serious.
Collect degrees, that
was,
collect
that. That's the only reason I went back to school, because I was like, where I live at, I'm by myself, so I got bored. And I said, you know what? I might as well go back to school and get this doctorate. Might as well.
But like, I mean, I guess, but like, you could also take classes for free online and not get debt.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
I mean,
yeah, all those like schools that like, I think post their stuff, like lectures on the internet free.
I think CW still is paying off his student debt too.
Yeah, I own a gym. I don't have my degree. It's not kinesiology, I'll tell you that.
Nope. It was like accounting or some shit.
I have a degree in psychology and a degree in sociology.
Oh, sweet.
An office worker, unless I decided to do an advanced degree. Mm. No.
See, my degree is in history.
Oh, history's cool. I want to find cool like museums around LA. That's one thing. I'm a big, like, I love history museums. And like, I want to find like historical spots to like take tours on.
There is one.
You got on the red line?
Got what?
Have you gotten on the red line? The train?
No, I have a car. I don't.
Oh, get on the red line. So if you get on the red line, like at every stop, there's some kind of like theme or like historical thing. Uh-huh. Like on the pillars and stuff. It's pretty interesting.
Huh. I might. Public transportation gives me anxiety because it confuses me too easily, and I have social anxiety, so being around a lot of people makes me nervous. So we'll see.
Not.
Maybe if I go with a friend.
It is, it's a, where's it at?
I would recommend going with a friend anyway.
It's one that's downtown, somewhere downtown LA that I've never been to, but it is, I heard it's like really, 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 really good. And I know the Hungarian, it's a Hungarian historical place. I was at like 4 months ago. That's really, really nice. So
Hungarian historical place.
Yeah, Hungarian. Huh. Yeah, very random, like very random historical, like, but yeah, it's a lot of historical centers that are around here in LA that like I just go to I do want to go to one that focuses on the Holocaust. So
I was in Israel a couple years ago and I went to the Holocaust Museum there. It was intense.
Yeah, I just always seem like, you know, certain museums that at the focal point is the demise or of a lot of people, or you know, the murder of a lot of people. Just sometimes just it's just hard to muster, you know, about how people are, you know.
Oh, I bawled like a baby.
So that's why, like when I first saw Freedom Writers, like I was just trying to imagine how those kids were, you know, following the story and how they felt. So
I have never seen that movie, actually.
It's a really good movie. It's I think it's Hilary Swank.
Yeah, like I remember when it came out, I really only watch horror movies or comedies because I don't like to feel emotions like that. I don't want to be sad. What's
your favorite horror movie?
It's called 31. It's one of Rob Zombie's movies. I love all of his movies. They're fantastic. There's like a little person that's like, I think he's Mexican and he's also Hitler, like a Nazi. And he's one of the serial killers. Like, it's just like a sweet ass movie.
I haven't watched 31.
It's so good. Also, like, Sherry Moon Zombie is hot as fuck. So, like, that's always a great thing to watch.
I'm trying to think, have I ever seen a Rob Zombie horror movie?
Really? House of 1,000 Corpses.
Okay, I've seen that one. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, Witches of Salem is another good one.
I think that's the only one.
Brief Hell I saw when it was first released. I was so upset by it. Because Devil's Rejects, great. House of 1,000 Corpses, great. Three from Hell, it was not great. That was, it hurt my heart.
It had a very, I don't know, video on demand quality, I guess, to it.
Yeah, like, I know it was tough with, like, Sid Haig passing and whatnot, but, like,
yeah, it just wasn't there.
Yeah. But 31's great.
Yeah, I think I'm very behind on my movie watching. Yeah. Because I'm just now seeing some movies that came out a long time ago, so.
Are they good?
Well, some are, some aren't. I was disappointed. Like, this movie I watched early this morning.
What's the name?
I watched Black Widow this morning and was disappointed.
Aw.
I thought it was going to be so much better. And I finally sat back and watched it and I was wildly disappointed. I did enjoy Free Guy though. That was fun.
Is that new Ryan, what's his face movie?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. I always get him and Ryan Gosling confused. I don't know.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. It's a good quick comedy movie.
He's fucking hysterical.
So yeah. I would say that movie is worth it. And okay. Yeah, but I'm trying to catch up on a lot of my movie watches. I've been so preoccupied doing other stuff.
Yeah,
comedy. What comedy movie is Aria watching? Nicole Aria watching.
I just like dumb comedies, like Napoleon Dynamite's always a good one. I love Will Ferrell movies.
They're always, yeah.
My favorite movie, I think it's Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it's not like and people always say like, and they compare it to like all these other ones, like, and I'm like, this is what I like. I mean, Anchorman's cool, but it's like, I like this one more.
Fair. Oh, I watched Kangaroo Jack the other day. That's always a good one.
You say Kangaroo Jack?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that movie so long.
I was watching that like a couple days ago. That was one of my favorite movies growing up.
I'm going to say this, and this is no disrespect. I always seen Kangaroo Jack as a movie you have to watch high to enjoy more.
I haven't watched it high, but I will do that next. Sure. I don't really smoke much. Like, the only times I smoke are like before. I only smoke when I'm alone, first off. People are like, are you smoke? Do you smoke? I say no, because I don't smoke with people. Because once I smoke, my eyes shut, my mouth shuts. You're not getting conversation out of me. Like, I'm just chilling in my head. Like, I'm good. Like, I'll watch movies and like eat everything in sight.
So I prefer to, like, I don't like to do it alone. I need to be around people. I still shut down though. Like, I don't really, I also like just look at you. Then my body just sets, because he could tell you.
Yeah, he just sit.
Yeah, I'm just a really talkative person. I guess, like, if you want me to shut up, because I do talk a lot when I'm with people, like, get me to smoke and I'll shut up.
That's when people are like, why are you so quiet? Fucking high, that's why.
I'm on another level. I'm on a cloud.
You want me to?
Definitely more of a, I don't really do any substances, but like some nice psilocybin is always I'm a fan.
Everybody likes these shrooms.
See, like, yeah, I only engage in the 420 these days. And there's only one movie that I've watched high that it still lingers in my brain of, I think it? I discovered Short Circuit.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
You ever heard of the robot named Johnny Five?
No.
Have you ever seen Chappie?
A while back, I remember it was really sad, so I never watched it again, and I'm pretty sure I blocked it out.
Oh, it's kind of like Chappie. Like, this robot who's like a war robot gets like independence and it's like wants to learn, but it's like a nice robot.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all it is. And then like the whole story is him saying, Johnny Five is alive. Yeah. And the thing is like, and the person I was with looked at me and was like, hey Raw, he wants input. Him learning it's his sex. And ever since then, like, I cannot watch that movie without thinking of that comment, because it made so much sense at the time. That high brain was like, he's getting input. He's trying to orgasm from knowledge, and that was my high thoughts.
Huh.
And if you watch the movie, if you watch it, especially number two, Short Circuit two, it's even worse. And
the movies I love seeing high are the Saw movies, because it's intense.
I have not seen the new one yet.
Oh, the new one sucked.
Spiral.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
I heard it was somewhat decent.
I didn't like it because there were like three short torture scenes and that was it. Like, it was like all storyline, and I'm like, I need to come here for the fucking storyline.
Came here for the murder.
Yeah, like I heard the hostel, that it's like if the hostel movies were more about like how an Airbnb works. Like,
wow.
I heard a lot like, of people like Jigsaw, because like it just didn't feel that it was in continuity.
Yeah, it didn't seem like part of the franchise at all. It was just like its own thing.
Yeah, I haven't The last Saw I watched was the very, very last one that had Saw in it. Like, I didn't watch Jigsaw, and I didn't watch Spiral.
Mm. Yeah, I think I saw Jigsaw in theaters, too. That was, like, 10 years ago or some shit, though, I think.
Was it I've maybe seen all of them, but I'm not sure.
See, I like watch, like, me and my friend does this. She will send me some very obscure, like independent horror movies and send them to me to watch. And it's like, okay, I can try to watch this. And some of them are really, really good. Some of them are just god awful.
Oh my god, if you want like great horror movie. Oh wait, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. You're the star.
Like, I don't know, it's your show.
Yeah, but you're the guest.
I guess. but greatest horror movies, the In the Dark anthology series or whatever, the Jason Blum, like the Blumhouse In the Dark on Hulu. Almost all of them are incredible.
I was just about to say that. I was like, do you watch Dark on Hulu?
I saw all of them. Treehouse is probably one of my favorites from it. And I think Pure was part of it. That was a good one. But yeah, Treehouse is great.
It's for a few of them, I'm like, there's a few I was like, I still like them, but oh, y'all trapped in this one little house and it's like three people in this. I was like, way to be able to crank out these every month.
Yeah, like the Tentacles one, I don't think I loved. It was kind of, it was just weird.
That was the last one I watched, I think.
Yeah. But they're all like overall great. Like I watched them like all in one sitting. I was like, okay, it's a horror movie time.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, wait, like this is October, so this is the best time to really like get people to watch horror movies with more so because of, you know, Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, I love Halloween. This is the first Halloween I get to celebrate in years. And this is my first birthday that I get to celebrate in years because I always had exams on Halloween and my birthday every year. So I'm excited.
For Halloween? Know what you're doing for Halloween?
Being naked? I don't know.
See, I was debating on going to the porn Halloween party this year. It's one in LA. It's called this.
I don't get invited to parties. I don't talk to people much. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think like as long as you have had sex on camera in porn, you're invited.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's just an industry party. And a lot of people are just going to it. People go there basically scantily clad and just party.
Yeah, I'm not a big party person. I'm probably just gonna like, honestly, I might just watch some horror movies with my cats and eat a bunch of candy. We'll see.
See, the thing is, I love giving out candy to the trick-or-treaters. The thing is, like, right, like, when I lived in Tahunga, kids don't come up there. Mm. So I would have so much candy that I want to give out. And then I just ended up giving it to CW.
Yes.
I mean, that works.
Now you live in a real neighborhood.
Now I live amongst kids. And since Trick or Treating got canceled last year, I couldn't do it. But this year, I'm going to go all out with candy I give out. And CW's
the big candy bars.
No, the thing is this. Okay, so what I do is, of course, I get a whole bunch of, you know, minis and stuff like that. So I have a lot of minis. But the thing is, like, I get about like 20 to 30 big candy bars. So like the king size ones for the first 30 kids. So they get
and
that.
And everyone else is just shit out of luck.
I mean,
them kids.
I mean,
candy bars. I missed.
Yeah, they just missed it. Like but the thing is, sometimes I also like buy extra. Like I might save some for like, you know, little kids. So like they might get like one of the dollar thing of Skittles, the box ones. So I might save that one for like little kids and say, here you go.
No. Yeah, I just moved into my building a couple months ago. I mean, I just moved to LA. So okay. I have to ask my like property manager or whatever if there's any kids, because I haven't seen any. That way I can like have candy for them.
See, I was like, when I moved back to
we discourage families. We discourage families.
I don't know. When I first moved into my building though, okay, so I'm
don't tell where you live.
Another example, huh?
I live in LA in a building. Go ahead.
Sorry. Just my ad, like no. When I first moved into my building though, this is more proof of the whole wholesome whore thing. I have a little Polaroid camera. I took pictures of my cats and like I took selfies and I put them on a poster board and I was like, hi, I'm Nicole. These are my cats, Bunny and Moxie. We're your new neighbors. Like, feel free to like stop by and say hi. And then I had a big bowl of candy and I like left it with it. I was like, feel free to take some candy. Hi, I'm the new neighbor.
Oh yeah, you you are really wholesome.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is strange. I don't know.
Do I trust this candy?
What's wrong with this candy?
Is it laced with something?
People loved it.
Yeah, she's not from here.
She's not from here.
She moved.
But that's cute though.
That's really nice. Cute. That's real nice.
Yeah, it's like an
See.
Yeah.
Come on,
you're a
nice neighbor. Wait.
The last time I really had a real fun giving out candy was when I lived in Bloomington. I'm sorry, in Burbank. Because like when I moved because I moved to Sun Valley, there was an apartment. It was eh. So yeah. And I was in an apartment. When I was in Florida, so yeah, I haven't had
I'll come over there and hand out some candy.
Are you gonna come by? You gonna come through too?
Nah, probably.
Come through. Just bring some candy and like, cause you know, like where I live at now is like,
I do
see a lot of kids walking around here, especially going to the opposite side of me. I hear them off and on. So like, because I'm in more of a residential area, I'm really looking forward to it. And I hated it so much when I heard that, like, because I had bought a bag. Like I bought one bag before it got canceled. Cause I was gonna go bag crazy a few days later. And then it got canceled. And I'm like, I don't eat chocolate. So it's like I gotta get rid of the chocolate first.
I'm a toffee kind of gal. That's my favorite. Like Heath bars, my favorite.
You are the first person I've ever heard that said they enjoy Heath bars.
Seriously?
Bars are pretty good.
I'm not saying I love Heath bars, especially like frozen and then like smash them up.
But
yeah, I've never heard someone just come out and say, I really enjoy Heath bars.
No, Heath bars are my favorite candy.
I'm still used to hearing people out of nowhere say, yeah, my favorite candy bar is Almond Joy.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, like, who eats Almond Joy? Like,
although Mounds are good. I like coconut.
See, I don't like coconut.
I guess sometimes people feel like a nut.
Yeah, I just thought about that in my brain. I didn't want to say it.
But like anyone that likes candy corn, I don't trust. So if y'all do, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't trust.
I know people who do.
I like candy corn.
Why?
It's just plastic. Like it's disgusting. There's nothing good about it.
I enjoy candy corn, but I don't like those orange.
The like packing peanut looking things.
Yeah, I don't like those. I do like candy corn. I've always liked candy corn. I don't know why.
I only like the look of candy corn because I was always like, this doesn't look like corn. And then I saw on the internet, people like stacked it like a cob of corn and that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. So I thought that was pretty cool. But like, eating it now.
But the thing is, like, also I like Peeps too, and people look at me weird because I like Peeps.
Yeah, I don't like Peeps.
Marsh, I just don't like flavored marshmallows. Like, what the fuck is it?
It's delicious.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But like, if there was like a Peep with like a little chocolate top hat, then I'd eat that because like that just sounds really cute.
And I like chocolate, so
that would be kind of, yeah.
Right, maybe I tried making Peeps one time, like from scratch, and it just ended up being like a marshmallow puddle, and it was just really upsetting.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, man. I still ate it.
You can make marshmallows?
Yeah.
I've never made a marshmallow.
It's really difficult. I didn't do it successfully, but I tried, and that's what counts. And I still ate the results.
Now I gotta try this.
Let me make some marshmallows, man.
No, I really want to try this.
And do like, it.
Like, yeah.
But it had to be when I get back from my vacation, but I want to try a bigger marshmallow.
Do it.
Wait, will it just be like a marshmallow mound, or will it be like jet puff, like the stuff? Mm. Like, because.
Yeah, that's kind of what mine turned out as.
Like marshmallow.
You say what?
Like, how do you get a marshmallow look like a marshmallow? Is it a marshmallow press? I'm confused.
Yeah, how do you get the shape?
I mean,
I didn't get that far. Like I said, it was a puddle.
Yeah, like it's a puddle. It didn't take shape. It's...
See, what I'm thinking I should do is make it, take a picture of it, and say I made this, and then throw it as on Rice Krispie treats.
Ooh, homemade Rice Krispie treats are the fucking best.
Are pretty good. I don't even like the packaged ones.
Oh, but no. But homemade is like a, ooh.
Yeah, I made a whole bunch.
I think I'm gonna make some.
Cause I used Fruity Pebbles.
I was just about to say the best. Yeah. Okay, when I was in college, I had an edible and it was a Fruity Pebble like right marshmallow bar thing, but like marijuana, and it was delicious. And yeah. I was really upset about it because I hate when edibles taste good because. You want to eat more and you fucking can't because you'll get too fucking high. And it's like, what the fuck?
The very first edible I ate was a Rice Krispie treat. And it did nothing to me.
Huh. Are you sure it wasn't just a regular Rice Krispie treat?
The second one did. The second thing I ate did. But that first one, because CW gave it to me. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And it did nothing to me. And then
did it taste good?
It was good. It was really good.
Then it made you happy, so it did something.
There you go.
I mean, I didn't feel the effects of being high. Mm. And I didn't feel that until the second edible I ate. And to quote CW, I don't think I've done enough in my life to be this high.
Yeah, edibles get you.
That was his exact words when he tried it.
Yeah, they sneak up on you and then they hit you like a fucking truck and then everyone just thinks they're gonna die and then you just melt into the couch.
I couldn't lift my body. I had
you always regret it,
I had a ball, like I can't lift my body.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, moral of the story, edibles shouldn't taste that good because you eat too much. Like, when they're like, have this brownie, but only a bite of it. Like, how the fuck am I going to eat one bite of a brownie?
See, the only thing that gets me is that it sometimes takes so long to hit
this
you.
Corner. You just got to eat a corner.
Like, because... no, I'm eating this whole ass brownie because it's a fucking brownie. Maybe make it lower dose so I can eat the whole brownie.
See, the thing is, like, for me, sometimes it takes so long to hit you. Like, you take a bite, whatever, and you like an hour and a half go by, nothing happens. So you said, okay, I'll take another bite. That did nothing, whatever, a bite or two. Hour go by, nothing happened. Then you just take a little more, nothing. And then, like, that 6 hour, bam. Like, it's like it all hit you at once. And you can't function the rest of the day. Huh?
saying? But I noticed when you're eating edibles, this weird time dilation thing happens. You think like a longer amount of time.
Six hours later, it's been 20 minutes.
Like, I ate it 6 hours, and it's like you ate it in like 30 minutes, man. That's why you're stumbling.
No, because yeah. You got a point.
You're like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Right. No, because I was going to give it an example, then I realized it was only an hour and a half between the two.
Yeah, it usually takes me like 2 hours to get fully high, like for the full effects of the edible. But then I just like, you know, that high hangover where you're just like, I'm not high anymore, but like, I'm just sleepy. And I just like, yeah.
Be like, tired. Yeah, I need to sleep. Whatever this after, I need to sleep off because I can't. I'm not going to do shit. I'm not doing anything. Sorry.
Yeah, I've never been a productive stoner. That's why I don't really smoke that much because I have shit to get done. I don't get people that are like super productive and like energetic, and they're like, "Yeah, just smoke sativa." Like, no, that does not make that much of a difference. Like, well, no.
I agree.
You are lying.
In my opinion, sativa, I can function better. Because indica, I'm just through with the night. And the thing is, like, I only will engage in it really harder if I know that I have a clear schedule for my evening. Because...
Yeah, like, but those people like, that are like, yeah, I just high, smoke I'm sativas done. And they give me energy. And I'm like, they make me less sleepy, but they don't give me energy. What is this nonsense?
No, but they don't give you energy. If you smoke enough of them, you'll be like...
It gives you energy to eat more food.
Right? Like, I just smoked a joint. Now I'm going to climb a mountain. Like, I mean, smoking while, like, yeah, but like, I'll definitely smoke while I like hike just because it's cool. But like, it's a nice view. But like, it's not energizing me to do it. I'm not like more motivated to jog up a fucking mountain.
No, I just feel my muscle. I'm like, oh my God, everything hurts now. I can't
see. Yeah, I can actually.
What was I thinking? I was fucking high. Oh,
Because I got high.
If I smoke indica, I can feel it like in my bones. And I can like, because my neck is messed up, so I can feel it in my neck if I smoke indica sometimes. Mm. I'm like, oh.
And don't do that.
But sativa is just like, I'm high, but I'm just sleepy or tired, or I really get that extra hungry, but I know that like I eat and don't realize I'm eating.
Oh, I get munchies like a motherfucker. I know I'm hungry and I will demolish anything in sight.
I know one time me and CW stories, went to eat at that Mexican restaurant, and I asked who ate my food.
That's
amazing. Ooh, Mexican food's always good. Fuck, that's another one.
Like literally, I remember ordering it. I remember sitting down.
In the valley, there's a few locations.
What is it?
Salsa and beer. They have a great bean dip and all their food. It comes out amazingly fast, but it's like fresh and it's like, how? Don't know.
Ooh, I'll have to look at that. Well, the best burrito I've ever had is from fucking Cilantro, like the little gas stations or whatever, like the little mini place. Like, I don't know, apparently it's like a chain, but yeah, it's called Cilantro and they have this surf and turf burrito and it's the best burrito I've had in my entire fucking life.
I think I heard her play. Yeah, I think I've seen the Cilantro thing. I just never heard.
Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Get the surf and turf burrito.
I need to try new places because I feel that I've been.
Dude, they're on DoorDash, so you can get it just sent over.
That's what I've been using. I don't think I've used DoorDash as much as I've used it since I moved here. Because I don't want to go to a new store. I just hit that up and say, okay, let's try this place food. And sometimes I'm very happy and sometimes I'm wildly disappointed.
So. Mm. Yeah, once I ordered sushi and I was really upset with it. It was nothing like the picture. The ingredients were all wrong. I was like, dang it, DoorDash.
Damn, they're like, we got you. That's right. Yeah, that's what I don't like about. I don't order a lot of stuff. I'm just like, what if it's wrong when it gets here and it's cold? No.
Literally, DoorDash messes with my stuff way too often, though. Like, three deliveries in a row, they forgot items. So I was like, hey, this is missing. Let me get a refund for it because it's not fucking here. And then at one point, they, like, messed up another thing. And I went to, like, report it. And they were like, you've reported too many things. Like, we're not giving you your money back. And I'm like, but y'all, like y'all are the ones that forgot it. Like, why?
I yell at DoorDash a lot because, like, you know, if you're dropping off, like, I always put over there, at least knock or let me know that, like, you can knock and walk, like, at least acknowledge, like, do something so I know you're dropping off the food. Some of these people will literally just walk up, set the food down, and then leave. Now, you could take a picture on DoorDash, and it will alert my phone, like, oh, the food is here. I can go get my food, you know, without it just sitting outside. Because, like, though it's no, like, I don't have, like, rodents or anything, you know, ants still live outside, you know? And they can So, like, at least let me know. And then what pissed me off the most was one time this MF-er put the food, like, I have, like, a little stone thingy, like, with my plants are at. This effort put it on that stone thingy, didn't say they were there, and just left. And I'm like, you know, really? And that really pissed me off. But I've got a refund every time they messed up my stuff.
Yeah, I'm a fat fuck. The second I place order, I'm just watching it and tracking it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a street away. Oh my God, it's almost here. And I get real excited. So the second they're at my door, I'm like, ready. Plus, I have, like, guard cats, I guess. Whenever anyone's at the door, they just meow. They'll be like, Mom, someone's here.
See, I would be happy with this, a knock, but they don't even do that sometimes. It pisses me off. Yeah, it pisses me off. Especially because I'm always in my back room, but I can hear a knock. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going to get annoyed. This is going to be my angry DoorDash thing if I keep going.
I don't know.
They really messed it up in Florida. And to the point where I just stopped using it. Because I ordered a sandwich and they didn't put any condiments on it.
No. Just a dry ass sandwich?
It was literally just bread, meat, bread. They didn't put, like, I got fries. They didn't put ketchup in the bag. And the dude forgot the milkshake. So it was literally just
dry fries. This was, like, a traumatizing experience. You remember your order from however long ago?
This was, this was 4 months ago when I was in Florida. And, like, in place, like, I really enjoyed the place, Steak and Shake. And
I love Steak and Shake.
It was like, I'm like, oh my God, really? I was looking forward to this meal too. Cause I was staying with somebody. They had just said they're gonna go get some food. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. I had already ordered me some DoorDash. They came back, they up there eating their food. I get mine and I'm like, what is this? It didn't happen again the very next day. And the thing is, my friend had put it in his. They got his order right, and we stopped and picked up. They got his order right, and they forgot cheese. And I told them no mustard, and they covered it with mustard. And I'm like,
poor thing.
And that's another reason I hate Florida. Anyway,
there are so many reasons to hate Florida. I'm from there. This is not the only reason.
What's up? I'm having flashbacks of anger right now. So, but yeah, you already said we got coming out. So where can we find you? Where can everybody find you?
I'm in between sites right now. My OnlyFans, they deleted a bunch of stuff, so I'm like deactivating that. I'm have a fan centro. I'm figuring out many vids. I'm not great at technology, but I'm figuring them out. So I'm just, I update my, all my links. It's just allmylinks.com/TheNicoleArea. It's got my Twitter, which is TheNicoleArea, Instagram, TheNicoleArea. Got a Snapchat, NicoleArea free, because I also have a VIP one, but that's not out there. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, because we reached the end. I didn't realize I wasn't looking at the clock. We actually reached our end. CW, where can we find you, CW, really quick?
You can find me on Instagram at CCFitnessLA, Twitter CCFitnessLA, Facebook CCFitness, and then CCFitnessLA.com.
You can find us. We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Twitter and Facebook, and yeah, Twitter and Facebook, and burbankmisfits.com. That says everything that we do, from video editing, photography, from CC Fitness, you know, there's all his fitness training. Come get fit with Chris, and find me at Rawstar, R-A-W-S-T-A-R-R. Thank you so much for coming on, Nicole. You are an absolute gem.
God, thanks for having me on. I'm glad we could rant about DoorDash together.
I literally didn't realize it, like when we went on DoorDash, I stopped looking at the clock. And then I looked up, I'm like, oh, we went over an hour already. Okay, we gotta correct this. No. You are fun, and I wish you so much greatness in this industry, because I see so many great things. Come your way, because you have a fantastic smile, a fantastic image, and a fantastic aura about you. And
thank you. I hope fantastic that, aura, what?
Yeah. Yeah, a fantastic aura. And I hope that everything that you want in this industry, you get. I hope you get that the 1, 2, 3, 4, the seven on one attack on Nicole's body soon.
Musical chairs.
Yeah, hope you get the musical chairs, and we call it the musical chair of Nicole. Oh yeah. And everything is filled up, and they don't even know where to put another one at, you know.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, I really wish the best for you. So I look forward for so many great things from that come your way. Everybody, thanks for tuning in on this special season 3 closing episode. And I really appreciate her for being our star for our closing episode of season 3. Please tune in for season 4 in 3 weeks. And after our little vacation, and look for more great things. Have a great day. Talk to y'all later.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.